Afghanistan's first and only music academy taught Afghan and Western music. It gained international fame. After the Taliban took over, students and faculty of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music feared for their lives. Many were airlifted to Doha, Qatar. NPR's Hannah Block went to see them days before they traveled to Portugal, where they'd been promised asylum.
On the outskirts of Doha, there's a brand new residential compound built to house dignitaries at next year's Soccer World Cup. But since August, it's been a temporary home to thousands of people evacuated from Afghanistan after their country fell to the Taliban. And beyond the compound's guards and tall metal gates, there's the sound of music.
Hello.
Inside one of the townhomes, there's a bright classroom with drums, a lute, a keyboard, and a mic stand.
We have Sivinjan here. She's a member of orchestra.
18-year-old Sivinj greets us with a big smile. We're not using anybody's full names because they still have family in Afghanistan. Sivinj is wearing jeans, and on her feet are pink slides with the message, "The world is yours. Stay positive." She's a violinist.
Yes, I love music because when I was a child, I dreamed like I want to play music. I want to see the instruments.
Tell us what you love about the violin.
I love the sound of violin because it's so beautiful, it's soft.
She's also a concertmaster, a conductor of the Zora Orchestra, the Institute's celebrated all-female ensemble. They've played all over the world, and not just Afghan music. Beethoven, too.
Yeah, and we played, the group was ABBA, the Swedish group, and waltz, Empire Waltz.
Yeah. So you played ABBA?
Yeah, ABBA. I love ABBA group.
Do you have a favorite ABBA song?
Yeah, I have a dream.
And her dream right now is to keep playing music. After five separate airlifts, 273 students, faculty, and family members of the music school made it here to Doha by mid-November. When she landed here, Sivinj says she was relieved, but...
I was so sad because I love my country, my people.
And sad that she might not be able to play the music she loves ever again in Afghanistan.
Music is the food for soul. It helps my soul relax. Taliban kills, but music does not kill.
That's 19-year-old Fayaz speaking in Dari.
Before the Taliban, I didn't have any concern about being a musician performing. But when the Taliban came, everything changed.
Fayaz plays the rubab, an instrument like a lute. His is inlaid with mother of pearl. On August 15th, the day Kabul fell to the Taliban, he was at the Music Institute.
I received a call from my family and they told me that the Taliban entered Kabul. Please come home. My hands and my legs were shivering and I thought that I would never be able to listen, to play music, or to perform such beautiful music of Afghanistan again.
His fear had to do with the way the Taliban treated musicians the last time they were in power in the 1990s. Back then, they banned music.
We were able to play music and listen to music until the Taliban came. When the Taliban came, it stopped.
Basir, an ustad, meaning a master musician, remembers that time all too well, when the Taliban broke instruments and punished musicians.
Then, not only for me, for every other musician, it was impossible to stay in Afghanistan and live.
Ustad Basir fled to Tajikistan. He returned to Kabul after the Taliban fell in 2001 and later began teaching at the music school. When he fled to Doha this fall, he had to leave everything behind, including all his musical instruments, which he hid inside a water tank at his house. For now, he plays a tanbur he's borrowed, but he thinks about his own instruments every day. Those fleeing could bring very few belongings with them. Fayaz is one of the lucky ones who managed to keep his own rabab as he escaped.
Should we have him play or something? Okay.
Time for play. Yeah.
He plays a Pashto song called Lovely Homeland. After Fayaz plays, there's silence as everyone takes it in. Here's Wally, the program manager for the school.
When we were in Afghanistan, it did not feel like that. But here it feels different.
There's a Portuguese word that sums up how this song makes them feel now. Saudade. An intense longing, a sense of melancholy.
Sometimes we feel happy, we are safe, and at the same time, leaving everything behind, leaving your world behind, your homeland, whatever you have, is extremely tough. But we will never lose hope that one day we could return back to Afghanistan.
Of course.
For now, though, they're moving forward to new lives in Portugal, where they landed earlier this week. Ahmed Sarmast, the music school's founder and director, was waiting to welcome them.
Students eventually, after many, many months of stressful and fear and hopelessness, eventually got to freedom and once again get an opportunity to dream and to chase their dreams.
His goal now is to make sure Afghan music continues to be heard throughout the world. Hannah Block, NPR News, Doha.